Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
I'm an Englishman. I'm from Bermondsey, southeast London. My father was called George. He was also from Bermondsey. His father, another Bermondsey man, was called George too. And his father, my great-grandfather, is from the same place. He was called Edward. These three generations of my family were in the fish trade. I'm the first member of my family not to work at the market in Billingsgate. My great-grandfather had 11 brothers and sisters. They all married, except one. They had 43 children. Of these, 37 married. And between them, they had a further 159 children. One of those was my father. I don't know exactly how many of his generation married or exactly how many children they produced. I've so far tracked over 200 of them. Many still live in Bermondsey. Some are still in the fish trade. There are 7 called George and 5 called Victoria. I stand here in front of you as a representative of all of them. And I ask in their name the great question put by our patron, Mr. Powell. What do they know of England who only England know? Or what can my family who come from England, who lived in England, who know only England, say of this, our country? Mr. Powell once spoke of the destruction of ancient Athens and the miraculous survival in the blackened ruins of that city of the sacred olive tree, the symbol of Greece, their country. And he also spoke of us, the English, at the heart of a vanished empire, seeming to find within ourselves, like one of our own oak trees, the sap rising from our ancient roots. And he said, perhaps after all, we, who have inhabited this island fortress for an unbroken 1,000 years, brought up, as he said, within the sound of English birdsong, under the English oak, in the English meadow, beneath the red cross of St. George, it is us who know most of England. And I appreciated him for saying that, because it was as if he spoke for my family, who understand well their own country, who understand even better their own capital, London Town, as we used to call her. As we strolled in her parks, as we marveled at her palaces, as we did business in the city, went west for a dance, took a boat on the river. The pale ale and eel pie of old London. The London of my family for as many generations as I know. The London that within 15 years would be less than 50% white. London where in 15 years a white person will be in the minority. Am I racist? No. Do I have anything against people of other races? No. Would I prevent them from coming into my home? No. So what then is my gripe? My gripe. And I speak on behalf of 7 men called George and 5 women called Victoria. My gripe is quite simple. My gripe is that we were never asked. My gripe is that we were told, not asked. And every day we are told again and again how we are to be and how our country is to be. We're told by them, and we know who they are. They're English too. They're the class that has always set themselves apart. They're the class that has always taken whatever they wanted for themselves. And now they are the class that is giving England away. They have never asked us. And they never will. Do we allow them to sell our heritage? Or is it time for us to speak? To speak. To refuse them the right. To give away our holy, our bountiful, our only England that has nurtured us naked, grown us as the oak. Is it time for us that England know to come yet again and defend our country? With our fire, our fists! Is it time for our sons to rise again? I say yes. I say yes. I say yes!
Yes. There you go. Welcome and good evening. And welcome to the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have an awesome show. The English Defence League radio show, The Notion Mongers. This is what Dave put this together. It's absolutely fantastic. Great slides, Dave, and I love the script. So before, let me just read the script out. Welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, Jeff Spider-Mitchell, and my wingman this evening is Dave Agador-Milner. Tonight we will be mongering some notions. Notions such as responsible and accountable governments. Servants of the people who do their taxpayer-funded jobs. Notions such as the people's right to non-biased policing. Notions such as a world safe for our most vulnerable and free from deadly political correctness. Our most popular and ever-enduring item is no surrender ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And of course that was by the late, great Edmund Burke. those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And that was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. So without further ado, let me pass it over to my my friend and my colleague, who we're both in solitude. we're both on the lockups, aren't we? I'm this side of the pond in the United Kingdom, and my dear friend is in the United States on lockdown. So there you go. But isn't this unusual? Myself and Dave talking to you, most of you great people out there, you're probably the same as us, you're in lockdown, the same as us, so we're in this together. So, Dave, what have we got? I think we've got a captive audience tonight, haven't we, Dave? That's you, mate.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up and enjoy some of these notions. We're going to monger. We've got your freedom. We've got your liberty. We've got your self-rule. Yeah, we've got it all, guys. Yeah, good evening to everybody in the UK, and a good afternoon to everybody in the United States. Hello to everybody around the world, and of course, off Earth. Yeah, we have a bit of a captive audience. I'm not under lockdown myself. I can go out if I want. I just rarely do. No, I'm not. Sensibly, I'm not. Not everybody has succumbed to the panic, but hey, we do have things to talk about tonight other than Wuhan virus, and we're going to get into some of that in much of the show, okay, guys? And we do have some good news for you, Tommy Robinson has some good news for you later on. We've got some terrific audios, but Jeff, first of all, I want to remind people of something that's probably slipped through the cracks, all right, with this Wuhan virus hysteria that's gone out on both sides of the pond, not just my side, but your side as well now with Bobo having it and all of that. Yeah, but this is, we want to make sure that the important things don't get lost in all of this 24/7 Wuhan virus coverage on the news, okay? One of the things we don't want to get lost is that there is still a petition out there, guys. And now Parliament has to consider this, all right, for debate. But the more signatures we can get on this, you guys can get on this, the better. Okay, and the petition is release the Home Office's grooming gang review in full. Now, at this point, there are 119,534 signatures on there. There need to be more so that the UK government understands this, that you guys are resolute on this. This is for UK residents, all right? And the reason that it's there is because some of the deep staters there in the UK in the Home Office have decided it's not in the public interest to release this review information, okay? And both Jeff and I are saying it's definitely in the public interest. Jeff will have a few words to say about this after I shut up. But before I do, I want to give people the URL to this, okay? It's in our show page at blogtalkradio.com, of course, but let me give you the URL right now so that you'll have it, okay? It's our http://petition.parliament.uk/petitions/, and this is the important bit, 300239. That's 300239. Remember that number when you're getting there on the web. And if you're a UK resident, please come and sign this thing. It's very important. Am I right, Jeff?
It certainly is, Dave. It is the, well, that's if there's enough of them in Parliament, because they're going down like nine pins at the moment, Dave. Yeah, hopefully that we've got enough numbers there for it to be heard. If there's enough in Parliament to hear it, Dave, let's be honest, it's very extraordinary the times that we're living in. But anyway, we'll keep pushing. Ladies and gentlemen, just keep doing what you've been doing, because there's no way they're going to cover this up, which we've been talking about for many years. This isn't going to be swept under. Yes, this. It's a terrible crisis going on in our country, but they're not just going to sweep this under the carpet like they've been trying to do, because we the English Defence League and many people like you, the 119,000 people that signed that petition, everybody feels the same. This is in the interest of our nation to be heard. It's in the interest of the children that's been abused over the years. It's all about justice. It's hearing their voice. Their voice should be heard for what's been going on. So it's down to the Parliament to allow us. We're all grown ups, you know. What are you scared of it? Why are you scared to show the rest of this great nation of ours what's been going on? What are you so embarrassed about? Because that's all it's coming over to me like, does it not? Is it you feel the same though? Are they embarrassed about this?
I think you're right, Jeff. Yeah, well, I think it's enormously embarrassing what's going to come out. That's what we were saying earlier on, and I think it's still true. Look, once this comes out, it's going to show involvement in this industrial scale sex trafficking of young people in the UK by members of government, police, and it's going to cost some people their jobs. It is going to be massive, and they don't want this information to come out. Priti Patel has done her best. She was doing it before this Wuhan virus thing came up, to try and get the shadow governmenters, the deep staters, to do something about it. Yeah. But, Jeff, yeah, you're right,
Dave,
man. I mean...
I went over the top here. My apologies, brother. I didn't mean to do that.
No. It's cool. No. But, no, you're absolutely right, man. We can't let this Wuhan virus, guys, my God, the news just won't shut up about it on either side of the pond.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it, mate?
But we can't... Yeah, we can't let it stop us from pursuing the things that are important. And yes, this is important. It's important
it keeps
when anybody
us sane, Dave. All this important. Just drives you crazy. We need to focus on the things that's important to our nation. Yes, we know we've got a crisis going on, but also things have got to put in perspective. Things that we talked about before. We can't. Some people, do you know what gets me, Dave? Someone said, it could be from your side, or I'm not sure, so you can't let a crisis go to, what is it? You can't let a crisis go to waste. And I can't think of which one from your side or one from my side had said it. But I think myself, how bad is that? How bad that someone should say that with what both our nations, well, the world is experienced. How dare they use the life of people to say things? And it's got to be a Democrat, because I don't think you'd ever get, or the Labour Party, someone like that. And so I just can't remember who said it, Dave, but I think it's disgusting.
Well,
but anyway,
it is disgusting.
Thoughts,
yeah, this was
say horrific things like this, mate.
Yeah, this was Rahm Emanuel who said that. He was working for President Obama at the time he said it. And this is going on. Don't think, guys, that governments, and not just the UK's and the United States, are using this Wuhan virus thing to try and sweep a lot of things under the rug. They hope you'll forget about the important issues. And when it's on the other side of this, when they say it's over, you know, you'll just go, oh, wow, we sure are glad we survived. What was that other thing we were thinking about? Now, see, that's part of the reason we're here, guys. We're going to make sure that you remember these things. And another thing we're going to make sure you remember is stuff that involves Tommy Robinson, because in many senses, and this is my own opinion here, he is a working class hero. And guys, we've got some audios for you to hear, and he's going to tell you some good news at the end of it. Okay, we've got four audios, Jeff, ready to go. And if you want to check the chat roll to see if there's anybody in there, I'll get ready to run the first one.
Well, yes, I have it. Do you know, Dave, I was just listening to that conversation. I just didn't get a chance to look who's in there. Hang on, Dave. I didn't even open it up. What am I like? Well, I've just opened
go.
It up, and it's all quiet in it. It's all
okay.
Quiet.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Now, if you guys want to get into the chat roll, okay, and conversate with Jeff, and maybe he'll read some of your comments or whatnots. He'll definitely give you a wave on the show and things like that. Go to blogtalkradio.com. We podcast here live Thursdays and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. in the UK and 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States. All right. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Look at the white search box at the top center. Type in English Defense League Radio. Follow the links and you'll eventually get to our show page. You'll have to register with blogtalkradio.com in order to be able to join in the conversation. But when you do, you can come in there and Jeff will definitely acknowledge you. Now, guys, we're going to begin this. You guys know, we've covered this, that Tommy Robinson stopped what was basically a Wuhan virus attack being perpetrated on a couple of elderly people out just shopping for groceries, okay? And this has become a kind of a crusade for him in a way, but it's become something else. And people here in the United States, we know that we've had people who have tried to spread the Wuhan virus intentionally and things like that. At least one of them has been charged. But one of the things that has happened is that Tommy Robinson found out quite a bit about one, at least one of the attackers. And we're going to start there, guys, with this audio that lasts about 9 1/4 minutes. Jeff, you ready to hear this one?
Yeah, let's roll it, Dave. Thank you, mate.
All right, guys. You bet. You guys are listening to the English Defense League radio show. This is Tommy Robinson from the 25th of this month. All right, here we go.
Shut up, man! Do your thing, bro! Shut up!
Wait there, wait
there.
Give it
2 minutes. That's the house. That's the house. They've got kids in there. They've got kids in there.
I ain't doing it with kids.
Hold on, where's the cracker?
So last night, a large group of men went onto West Mill Estate in Hitchin. Let me talk to you about how we got to that place. Since this incident of an old couple being verbally, physically attacked, and innocent people going about their daily lives shopping by feral youths, I've been now contacted and inundated with people talking about this gang and how they act, their intimidation in the Hitchin area. Let me read you this one. This is the same gang that dragged me out of my car back in January 2018 on the West Mill Estate. I gave the police their names and I was told, sorry, there isn't enough evidence. Despite the fact that my girlfriend was in the car and witnessed it, and despite the fact there was DNA evidence, I was spat at. They like spitting, don't they? I was told the DNA evidence wasn't conclusive because it was spit. I ranted on Facebook. I was told if I saw them to phone 999 and let the police know, and despite doing this, nothing happened. I was also told that Omar's dad said he was at home studying when I was dragged out of my car and beaten up, so I got the wrong person, despite it being 100% definitive identification. He used something like a knuckle duster on me. My face had had very distinctive brushing pattern on it. Again, the police said, no, that's not the case. This scum needs to be stopped one way or another. I am a 52-year-old disabled guy that was driving back from volunteering at a social club for disabled people with my girlfriend when this happened. It affected me badly enough that I had to stop volunteering. I was advised by the police to change my car, which was a 3-month-old Ford Galaxy. Luckily, I was able, due to the generosity of Ford Stevenage, but I'm not the only casualty of these thugs. They have put another man in hospital for defending his daughter against them. Attacking girls, attacking disabled people, attacking old women. They need to be stopped. I don't understand why they've not been stopped. I want answers. The PC that was dealing with my case was PC Barringer from Hitchin Police Station. Maybe if enough people contact him, he'll be willing to pass it up instead of sweeping it under the carpet. Why are these crimes being swept under the carpet by these little feral youths? Why? What's going on? Let me read you another one. So I'm now being contacted by so many people. Let me read you another one. I'm from this town. I used to work in an off-licence very recently, and I was verbally abused by one of these boys when I was pregnant. I also had my other baby in the shop at the time. So, abusing pregnant women as well. Add that to their list of little gangster wannabe fams.
This next video you're about to see is from this same little gang. So Tarek's there, DJ's chased another boy off down the road. This boy's driving around down the road on his bike with his friend. They pull over, they jump out, four of them, outnumbering them again. and they attack them with knives and chains. Now just watch this first part of the video. Look at the knife. Have a look at the knife circled there. And share this everywhere in Hitchin, because if this is your daughter, listen to this. Listen to the girl.
Go get one of them.
Go get him. The girl instigated, go get him. What sort of children are these? Go get him as they're attacking him with a knife trying to stab him. Now watch. When this is, now you can see circled, this is Tariq.
What about you, son? What about you, son?
Shank him, do your thing, shank him. He's talking like it's a game. What he's telling him to do there is murder him, stab him, kill him, shank him. And then he sounds disappointed. Listen to this. You're not doing no shanking, fam. With chains, beating innocent kids up. The reason they beat that boy up? Because he wasn't from their estate. That's it. Now, all the gangster boys, you run away from me, yeah? On my own, with my kids in the car. The boy, when he starts standing up, the boy gets off the bike and he's up for it. You just back away and go then as well. You've got knives, you've got chains. What would make you a real man? Is if you just put those weapons down and had a fist fight with him. You might gain a bit of respect, but the minute everyone just thinks you're little tramps, little scumbags, carrying a blade don't make you a gangster, it makes you a little rat. Terrorising innocent people don't make you a gangster, it makes you vermin. Now the confusing thing for me is, you live in Hitchin, boys. This isn't the Bronx, it's not Brixton, it's not Luton, it's Hitchin. You're from Hitchin. And once this is allowed to start, to Hitchin Police, Hertfordshire Police, once you allow this culture to breathe in your town, okay, you get tit for tat and you will not stop it. We've seen it. I've seen it all my life in Luton. You will not stop it. So you need to come down. We've seen so far the disabled guy, they get away of beating him up. This guy, they get away of beating him up. The coffin in the old couple's face, give her a black eye. They're out on bail. Okay? Abuses a pregnant woman. These lads, it's not that you're just heroin dealers or shotters. Because if that was the case, all right, you're scumbags. But you're overstepping the mark. And going for innocent, vulnerable people you're targeting with your hate. Now, one more thing. Hertfordshire Police. You see this case here? You've put out a witness appeal for. This was also them. Beat the boy up with a pole. This was them as well. Okay? I'm getting fed information from everywhere about these little rats. Everyone on their estate wants them out. Everyone we spoke to. Everyone come out of their houses. Get rid of them. And just for anyone who tries to turn this into a race thing. That group of men that went onto that estate in Westmill, who many of them were from Westmill and Hitchin, were white, black and Pakistani. I had Pakistani friends come over from Luton, come over for that. Because people are that disgusted and outraged by these little rats' actions.
Now, after being told all of these things, then I'm following this go viral online. And I see a lady talking online saying that they're threatened to stab her and murder her because she'd shared the video. The person you're going to hear speaking is Kane Sims. This is the message he's leaving, threatening to stab girls, okay, for his little gang of mates. This is Kane Sims. Make sure to share this everywhere. Let his mum and dad see how he's carrying on. Little bad boy gangster, going to stab a girl.
No, because I know what you're like.
Jess, you don't do that. Delete your comment now before I pull up to your house by 12 o'clock tonight. I suggest you take the comment down. Hands down, tell Venus what, I'll stab up his claw.
Now, after hearing all of this and reading all of this, and understanding that, well, can you rely on the police? Can you? Doesn't seem so. In fact, everyone I'm talking to says you can't. They weren't prosecuted for the violent beating of the boy. They battered him with chains. Yeah, one of them had a knife. They weren't prosecuted for beating up the disabled guy. They're attacking old people in town centres. They're all out on bail. They've all been released. So can you rely on the police? Well, when this mother rang the police because they're threatened to stab her, I got in contact with the mother. I said, let me know if the police come. Hours have gone. The police didn't seem interested. That was her words. They did not seem interested. Upon that, I then made phone calls to local lads in Hitchin. Local lads, I'm only down the road in Luton, to go over to the Westmill estate to see these feral little youths. You know, little bad boy fams that want to stab people and hurt people in front of their kids. So we went on to the Westmill estate.
That's a work van, isn't it?
That's a house.
They've got kids in there. They've got kids there.
Hold on, where's the crack house?
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Expensive Radio Show with the host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. Jeff, there is a second part to this audio, okay? Do you want to comment at this point, or do you want to save your comment for after the second part of this video, brother, or audio?
Yeah, I'll save my comment because I'm really interested, because the first time I've heard this, I'm very interested to hear how things unfold, Dave. So, yeah, this is news to me, but it doesn't surprise me that Tommy would be looking into these horrible feral little bags. Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, back to you, Dave.
All right, buddy. I'm going to go ahead and play the second part of this audio, guys. I had to split this up because of Blog Talk Radio. You really can't put anything very much.
I've just got to let you know, because Bigfoot's in the chat, and he said hello to myself and you, bigfootsblogspot.com. There you go, Dave.
Hello, Bigfoot, and welcome to the chat. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play the second part of this audio. And, guys, this is fascinating stuff, so do stay tuned. Listen to the English Defense League Radio Show, and this is, once again, Tommy Robinson. And this will take about 9 minutes. Okay, so here we go.
Now, I had Tarek's address. As soon as I got on the estate, we were given Tarek's address. So we went to Tarek's house. Now, the difference is, we found out that there's children in Tarek's house. And do you know what, Tarek? The difference between me and you, yeah? I wouldn't do that. I care about the children in your house. You didn't care about my kids. You didn't give a shit. You didn't care about an old man and woman. You didn't care. You've got no morals, okay? There was 100 men there last night who want to go through your door and want to find you, yeah? I stopped them from going through your door because I care about your family. Probably more than you little scumbag. And you know what shocked me? Your neighbours all come out. All they say is he's a scumbag, he just sells heroin. Yeah? You're terrorising families on an estate. No one had a good word to say about you. Not one person. In fact, everyone was grateful that men had come onto the estate to sort your little mess of a crew out. Now, what I find more shocking out of any of this is the bad boy gangster lives with his mum. You live at your mum's. You're crack dealing in town. You're running around with blades and acting like a little bad boy. And you live at your mum's, mate. What are you doing? Who do you think you are? Now, also then, so we left where there were children. We went to Omar's house, just round the corner.
I have, yeah, people the films are following us. So
and the police come from everywhere. Now, you'll now see the video where I'm talking with the police.
It's just get this large group of people dispersed, because this is causing even more community tensions.
Mate, that's not your fault.
The community tensions.
They're
selling heroin and crack. The crack house is round that corner.
Mossway, 21.
We're going to walk you now to the crack bin.
We're getting more and more calls about a large group of people walking around.
Well, we'll show you where the crack bin is.
Full of shit. What, but no calls about a crack bin?
These little scumbags are shotting crack from a house in that corner. So if you won't shut it down, you're going to have men come and shut it down. Listen to what he says.
I suggest you take the commander. Hands down, tell everyone what a stab up his claw.
I'll stab them up. Now, this lady and her daughter rang your officers. You haven't turned up. They're going to kill them, right? This is a gang who have been caught with a gun, caught with knives already, yeah? You've let them back out on bail. I know it's not you, officer, but it's like you're waiting until they kill someone. And we've turned up, and all the families come out saying they sell heroin, they sell this. Okay. They're destroying this area.
Your local area, yeah, mate.
Everyone
it's
here
took this to get a response
half
like this.
These people are local. Half these people live on this estate. I will go now. You've got my number. Yeah. What I'm saying is, if you let a Gambian illegal immigrant out with a blade, yeah, already on a charge, to beat up an old woman, you let him back out onto this estate,
we'll
terrorise more people, you'll have 1,000 men here. Now, I don't want to. Ring me tomorrow, I'll meet you tomorrow.
Right.
And go for everything.
Okay.
I'll give you all of these statements.
Yep.
From. I've got five families who have been terrorised. People have been beat up with chains by them.
So what I need to do then is set up a meeting with you.
That's fine.
And one of the detectives from
yes, please.
Hitchin,
yep.
Who organises the local crime unit, yep. Who can try and get
who can try and
you.
Say why
absolutely.
He's been. How can you bail him, man?
I will more than happily set that up.
I know
for
it's
you.
Not down to you, right. But I'm saying, how can he be? How can an illegal immigrant with a knife be bailed?
So let's get that set up. Let's try and get everything.
Lads, we're going, yeah?
Okay. I'll give you a call later on this evening, and we'll sort out what we can do.
Now, let me show you a video now of how many police actually ended up coming.
There's been no arrest tonight, no one, antisocial behaviour, but yet they're out in force. Why? Outside the swimming pool, look how many there is. Multiple police officers doing nothing when crime has been happening on our streets.
My point is, if you can get this many police from all over Hertfordshire to come onto the Westmill Estate, did you hear what he said? Community tensions. The only community tensions are being caused by these feral little youths that you're allowing Hertfordshire police to run riot. You're allowing to terrorise innocent people, to intimidate innocent men, women, pregnant women, families, girls, violent beatings. They're running riot in your town. Now, when a mother rings you up because they're threatening to stab her daughter, and you haven't got the resources to come out. But then all of a sudden, your resources are out. And guess what, everyone? You know, little wannabe gangster fam, blah, blah, I'll stab you, I'll jump you in front of your kids, bro. They've all accepted police protection, yeah? They've all been moved out. The little bad boy gangsters are gone, out of their little estate, hiding. Everyone knows your faces. Everyone knows what you've done. Everyone knows the type of people you are. That's a better punishment than anything any judge can give you. Everywhere you walk, people know who you are. And they know what you stand for. Now, Hitchin Police, from last night, the head of the police contacted me today. You'll hear a discussion I had with him now.
That little rat, Omar, he's the one who let off shots in Summerfield. But what I can't understand, that's what I want the answer from the police is, he's an illegal immigrant from Gambia. He's already been caught with a knife. He's already been arrested with a knife in a car where there were guns.
You can understand this problem. I can't comment.
Oh, no, I get it.
All I would say is the whole matter in its entirety has been investigated. I'm content that we've got a senior detective that's overseeing it. We're pulling everything together, and our absolute intention is to refer it to the CPS. What they decide in terms of charge is largely out of our hands, but all I can assure you is we're pulling everything together.
What about, officer, can you comment on, if he's an illegal immigrant, and how now with this latest offence, how is he back out on the street again? How is he back out on the street? See, I don't want to, be honest. I just bought a website this morning, www.deportomar.com. Yeah? I've just bought that website. I don't want to bring a massive national campaign into Hitchin. I just don't think an illegal immigrant from Gambia who has already been caught with a knife, who has attacked an old woman, I don't think he should be walking the streets of Hitchin.
You understand that, we do work with the UKBA. If immigration statuses are in question, then we're reliant on them to enact that.
If it wasn't for the coronavirus and the situation we're in, okay, I didn't want to do that last night. I said to the police officer, I want to be home. I don't want to be coming out of here. But you're not answering. You've got fat. To the message to little gangsters, boys, yeah? You see, if you go near them women's houses, you're going to have 200 men at your house. It took 10 minutes to find out every single thing about every one of you. Okay? Stop intimidating innocent people. Stop threatening to hurt women. Be men. Grow up and be men. What's wrong with you? Now, to the police, if it wasn't already for this coronavirus situation, and I know you've got you've got a lot going on, the whole country has, I've already bought www.deportomar.com. thepoolomar.com. Omar, I'm going to run a campaign, bro. I'm going to make sure everyone knows your name everywhere, okay? And I want you to see you deported. You're a Gambian illegal immigrant. You've come to our country and you think you can put your hood up and spit in old people's faces. You've been welcomed into a country, given a house, given a home. And look how you repay it. You horrible little scumbag. I'm going to make sure I build a massive thing against you, bruv, to make sure you're deported out of this country. You horrible little vermin. You should not be here. You should not be here. Weapons, violence against innocent people. But again, to Hitchin Police, because of the situation with coronavirus, we just hope now after last night you see that men are willing to come out like that. You could have 1,000 men on that estate. And do you know what? All of the locals welcomed it. So your community tensions is just them little scroats that are causing that.
If you agree that Omar, not just because he's an illegal immigrant, but because of his actions and continued actions of intimidation and violence towards vulnerable people in Hitchin, has outstayed his welcome in our country, then please sign this petition at www.deportomar.com.
Welcome back to the English Fence League Radio Show. If y'all, it's Jeff Spider, Mitchell. Jeff, I know you got a lot to say, brother. Go for it.
Tommy's on a crusade. Bless our Tommy. He's doing it. Cometh the time, cometh the man. And he's definitely the man of the times, isn't he, Dave? God bless Tommy, what he's doing. And, yeah, now that guy who thinks he could go around intimidating older folk, intimidating women, young men, your life's not going to be the same because you're going back home. You're going back to Gambia. This country don't need you. I'll tell you what, your face is going to be recognised right away across this country. Everybody knows you little scumbag. This country, as Tommy said, brought you into this country, give you an home, and you repay by dealing drugs, doing what you do, you horrible little feral scumbag. And you will be kicked out, I guarantee. People are taking notice now of what's going on. You're not just in the background intimidating. The country knows you personally now and knows all about you. Your life will never be the same. All the time you live in this country, your life will never be the same. And nor will the other two or three scroats you with. Their lives are never going to be the same again as well. So, once again, Tommy, Mr. Tommy Robinson, as usual. God bless you. I salute you. Proud of you. Back to you, Dave.
All right, Jeff. And you know, wow, so much to unpack in this, as the funny money supported people say on the Big Bug cable channels. Yeah, I mean, okay, first of all, one of the first things that got me, right, was one of the people that contacted Tommy Robinson said that these guys had beat him up in January of 2018. Now do the math, people. That's 2.3 years ago. And these punks have still been out there on the streets doing this stuff. And from everything that Tommy Robinson says, and he's never lied to people, okay? From everything he says, they have been running their little gangsta terrorizing thing going on, selling heroin, which is pretty nasty stuff, in their neighborhood and everything, and the people want them out. And the cops, where are they? Nowhere. Cops are nowhere on this. And look, this is Dave Milner, the Unpleasant Blind Guy, saying this. This is not the EDL, all right? But part of the reason for this has to be because they're Muslim, okay? And the cops don't want to mess with them because they're Muslim. Oh, well, it'd be racist for us to do something to Muslims, even though they're beating up people and basically terrorizing an entire neighborhood, okay? And I don't want to hear anything from anybody saying, well, Tommy Robinson went on into that neighborhood mob-handed and everything else. Well, when the police are called and they don't show up for hours because they're called by a mother who is afraid for her daughter, who's just been directly threatened by one of these little scuzz bags, all right? They don't show up for hours, okay? And the only time they do show up is when 100 men, real men, show up in that neighborhood to deal with the situation. That tells you everything you need to know right there. They're not interested in protecting the people of the jurisdiction that they're assigned to. They're only interested in keeping a lid on things. That's what we call it on this side of the pond, brothers and sisters in the UK. You know, we call it keeping a lid on things. Over there, you guys, well, not you guys, but the people who style themselves as the government over there call community cohesion and easing tensions and stuff like that. That's BS.
Okay, sometimes...
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, it's cool. But that's the thing, okay? And it lets things slip through the cracks, like these three butt cracks that Tommy Robinson is talking about, man. And people wind up getting hurt, and people wind up getting killed, and the police come out and they, oh, well, how terrible this is. Oh, my goodness, this is terrible. You buttnoids, this has been going on for over 2 years, and you've done nothing. Okay, so don't blame Tommy Robinson when he comes in with the approval of the neighborhood with 100 men to take care of the situation. You don't want that to happen. Take care of the damn situation yourself, okay? And we're going to have some more stuff, Jeff, unless you'd like to comment further, because I do have something from Abby Yemeni, a little short one. But go ahead, man, if you got any other comments to make.
Yeah, no, I just want to just make a comment that, you know, if the police are not willing or too scared to do their jobs, there's plenty of men out there. It's been proved that enough is enough. If you are too politically correct to go on that estate and sort out this vermin that's creating chaos and you're not doing your job, the men around will, because you are not men, because you're not brave enough to stand up against these vermin. Look, they have been moved. Oh, can you believe it? They're under police protection nowadays. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
They're running scared.
Ooh, yeah, man. Hard men, boy. Hard men.
Oh, you little gangsters. Yeah. Crapping yourself now. You got plenty of loo paper.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to need it. Now, and by the way, guys, that address that Tommy Robinson gave you, the Deport Omar petition, all right, I just want to give you guys a quick update on that one. It also is on our show page at blogtalkradio.com here. He so far has amassed, get this, guys, 19,298 signatures. You think these people don't want this Omar scuzzoid out of the country? Absolutely, man. And that also shows the power of the community hero that is Tommy Robinson. You know what I mean, Jeff?
He's definitely the man of the people. The people, I will call him the people's champion. Tommy, the people's champion. The lion heart of the United Kingdom, because that's who Tommy is. He's got so much bottle, and he's courageous. He is who he is. That's what puts him apart. You know, he's not that big a bloke, Tommy, but he's got the biggest heart in this country, isn't he, mate? The biggest heart. Unbelievable. Love you, Tommy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's so true. And I find this amusing and real at the same time. Over here in the United States, they called former President Barack Obama a quote-unquote community organizer. You want a community organizer? There's a community organizer. A guy that has so much of the trust of the people that they will call him up when there is a situation, and then he will show up with 100 men to take care of it, because the police, who should have been taking care of it all along, won't. Okay, there's your community organizer, Jeff. Now, I'm going to move on really quickly to a thing from Abby Yemeni, because, okay, how about this, Jeff? Do you want to call back in now? Because it's right at the time, brother.
When you said that, I looked directly at my little clock there. Yes, mate. Yeah, that's the. I'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
All right.
Give me an heads up on that. Cheers. I'll be back in a minute, though.
Right, that's cool, man. And while we're waiting on Jeff to call back in, we are going to have a short thing from Abby Yemeni, because this story is not done yet at all, okay? That's the thing. It's not done at all. okay? And there is some good news at the end of it. But what we are going to talk about next is going to be the press response to this. Because I thought there was, you know, I began looking, honestly, guys, when this attack first happened, okay? And Tommy Robinson stopped it, okay? And again, you can get all this at tr.news. All of this whole story you can get at tr.news. Just go down there, and I think the first story on it is Tommy Robinson stops coronavirus attack in the UK. Okay, ever since that began, and we know the press followed Tommy Robinson. We know they follow him. Okay, didn't see word one about it. Okay, and I looked, because this does involve the Wuhan virus. Okay, this is part of the hysteria. This is serious stuff now. Okay, and I expected to see something about it. Didn't see bugger all. Okay, or rather, excuse me, well, I'll say it the proper way. I saw bugger all about it. Okay, in other words, I saw nothing. All right, but the press have finally started covering this. And Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and play this short thing from Avi Yemeni. It's only a little over 30 seconds, but it's worth it. Is there anything from the chat room, brother?
Yeah, just bear with me, Dave, while I'll just check it out. No, that's it. It's just Bigfoot in there at the moment, so all's quiet on the home front.
Good. All right. Yeah, and again, welcome, Biggie. We appreciate you being here, man. All right.
Yeah,
now, guys,
great,
this is from Avi Yemeni, and this was done on the 24th, okay? It's about 30 seconds, but it's very fascinating. You're listening to the English Defence League radio show.
First, I want to start this video by thanking everyone who shared the shocking coronavirus attack Tommy Robinson stopped a few days ago. The video got millions of hits between our platforms, even reaching BBC, who also ran the story. They left out the Tommy Robinson part, obviously, because they couldn't say anything negative about his heroic act. So in this case, Tommy Robinson's name, according to the BBC, is passerby. We see what you did there, guys. So as usual, forget about the mainstream media. They can catch up later with their lies.
And there you go. Welcome back, everybody. Jeff, what do you think about that, man? Passerby.
Yeah, I know. It's just the politically correct BBC. It's what we expect of them. They're low-life scumbags as they are. But it's typical. Don't forget, I mean, Tommy really embarrassed their flagship Panorama, wasn't it? He totally embarrassed the whole thing. And, of course, they had to let that geezer go, which was Tweeny, whatever his name is. They had to let him go because he was... Because he was a total wanker. That's it. Everybody knew about him. And Tommy exposed the whole charade of Panaduna. Let's call it Panaduna, because that's what it is. So that is why Tommy's just a passerby when he was being a total bloody hero. God bless him. God bless our Tommy. We know who he is. And if you call him a passerby, the hero passerby, that's what you should be saying. But we know it was Mr. Tommy Robinson. There you go. Dave, back to you, mate. Tommy, I bet you're blushing with us, what we're saying tonight, mate.
Well, I have to tell you, Jeff, now we did, off that story, I did put the clips that they did in the TR.news article in our slides here at the show page, and in every one, they just call him a passerby or something like that. They don't acknowledge that it was Tommy Robinson. They don't. They just, as Avi Yemeni put it in his video, the press promote Tommy Robinson from Nazi to passerby. That really is it. Okay, what slime bags these people are. You're quick enough to brew up lies, just straight up lies about Tommy Robinson, okay? You're quick enough to do that. But when he does something heroic, like in this case, okay, nothing from you guys. Crickets. What slimos you are, and what failures you are as journalists. You should be embarrassed. I know you're not, but you should be embarrassed at yourselves, guys. This is just terrible. But, you know, I know those of you that, and we know, guys, that the lefty media listen to this program. Jeff and I both know, guys, you're going to be at your little cocktail parties tonight that you're going to have in secret because they don't want you moving around because of the Wuhan virus. But you'll be there. Well, you know, we didn't want to say anything about Tommy Robinson because he's a racist. Right. And you have been compliant and complicit in this industrial scale sex trafficking of young people. So don't give us that politically correct crap. PC kills, okay? And you guys are failures, okay? And I'm done with that little rant, Jeff, but I do, brother,
and dope dodgers as well. If you tell them to wash your hands, they'd rather commit suicide, this lot. Wash your hands. Keep this virus away. They'd rather put their hands in an oven, full on, because that's what they're like. And they are definitely a waste of space, aren't they, Dave? There you go.
Well, they're little preening fakes and phonies, and very likely this Wuhan virus thing has got them scared because they're scared of death. They're not trying to get right with the Lord in any possible way, so they're scared of death.
Well, they don't believe in the Lord. Let's be honest, they don't believe in the things that they, well, they believe in so weird things. Probably believe more in a frog. Or a bat, or something like that. Oh, Dave, I'm a poet, and I'm so tired. That was quite good, Dave.
It was good, but I doubt that they believe in bats ever since one of them helped to spread the Wuhan virus in China. But the point is that these people, okay, what they'll tell you, Jeff, and I'll say this before we get into the good news, what they'll tell you is, well, we believe in reason and science. Well, you know what, guys? So do we. Jeff and I both love science. We both love it, man.
Amen.
Okay? But we also know that there is a God that not only runs the universe, but thinks about us each as individuals. And I, for one, I'm not going to speak for Jeff, but I, for one, don't fear death. Okay? You guys do. And it's because you have set up yourselves as your own gods. And you're going to find out that ain't going to work well for you. Now, Jeff and listeners, are you ready for some good news?
Are you all ready for this?
Exactly. Well, Jeff, see, does Bigfoot have anything to say in the chat so far?
Just want to check on you. No, he's not saying too much. He's just sitting here enjoying. He's at all the biscuits, Dave. He's at all our biscuits. Bigfoot,
that's what they're there for, Jeff. That's what they're there for. You come to the chat, you get free biscuits. They're e-biscuits, but they're free biscuits, you know. And the cool thing is they're e-biscuits, so they can be whatever flavor you want. And for our American brothers and sisters... For our American brothers and sisters, that means cookies, okay? come on into the chat. But anyway, guys, I'm going to play this right now. It's just over 2 minutes long. We don't often get good news in this battle with the death cult of Islam. We don't. But for once, there is some good news. And this comes from Tommy Robinson on the 27th, okay? Dig this, guys. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show. Dig it.
Hello? Yeah, who's that?
Hi, I'm calling from Hertfordshire Police. You all right?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
Good. Just calling to update you. We've had a result from the CPS this evening, so I wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
The three males are going to be charged with an assault on you.
Yeah.
And also a criminal damage to your car.
Yeah.
They are also being charged with other assaults involving other people, but I wanted to let you know the ones regarding yourself.
Okay, what about the old lady in that?
Yeah, they are being charged with other assaults. I can't go into those details, but But yeah, they are being charged with those as well.
Oh, great news, man. When are they getting done? What happens next?
It'll be waiting for a court case now. I can't tell you when it is.
Yeah,
sometimes it takes a little while, yeah.
They've all got. Will they all be on bail for that? They won't get remanded, no? None of them?
No, they won't, no.
All right, then, cool, man.
All right, so they're all being charged with an initial assault on you when you first get out of the car.
Yep.
Then there's a second assault when you get out of the car again.
Yep.
And then there's obviously the damage to your...
Have you got clear CCTV of everything?
Of what, sorry?
Of the coffin and that. Have you got CCTV of that?
I can't really go into that kind of information, to be honest with you. And as you're aware, that isn't actually aimed at you, is it? That particular side of things. So, yeah, I can't go into that. But they have been charged with that assault on the lady. So
okay.
We have sufficient evidence, but I can't tell you what it is.
Okay, that's it. Great. That's all. I'm not even bothered about mine. I just think that they need to pay for what they've done to her. Yeah, that couple. So, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you got any questions or anything?
No, that's it, mate. Thanks.
All right. So it might take a little while because, as you're aware, it does take a while to go through the court process, but at least there'll be the wheels are in motion, shall we say.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Cheers,
take
man.
Care.
See you later, bro. Bye.
Shut up.
And how's that for good news, Jeff?
I think it's... me and Dave talked about this, and it seems like the wheels of justice are turning around, and it's taken a long time. It's taken a lot of things to happen, but isn't it nice to see now that the custodians of the streets are now doing their jobs and arresting and charging these people for these crimes? Why wait so long? Is it because they're Muslim or something? I don't know. Seems that way. But that seems the wheels of justice have turned a little bit. We can't be too overconfident, Dave, because these things is like, you know, any small little victory is a big victory, and we hold it close to our hearts, because a lot of time all we get is bad news about what's going on. These lads have run roughshod over their communities. But it's good to see, with what Tommy's done as well, that these are being... Can you believe it, Dave, that they are under the protection of the police? How about that? These little gangster boys. Back to you, mate.
It's beautiful irony, Jeff. I mean, it just shows what little punks they are, that they can't man up. And you know what? I've been thinking about this for the past several days, trying to think, why in the world? Because the minute that Tommy Robinson was saying that the first attack from these guys is happening in January of 2018, okay, I thought to myself, why are these guys still out? Even if they are Mohammedans, okay, I thought about this, and I was kind of like, okay, What is the deal here? Why in the world would they just be allowed to be out? Especially this Omar, this illegal alien Gambian guy. Why would they allow him to be out and not be remanded and in the pokey? Why? Okay. And I came to this conclusion, and I don't know if this is real, but it's the only thing that makes sense on a logical level. Okay. And a guy, this is only speculation, people. That's all this is. It's just speculation on my part here, okay? Now, the Omar punk was arrested in a car with a guy who had a weapon, a firearm, okay? And as Jeff will tell you, if you have an unlicensed firearm and you're caught with it in the UK, that's supposed to be an automatic 5 to 7 years in prison, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's
now, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. But... obviously, there was something else going on. Now, I know what a DA over here, a district attorney over here in the United States, might do with something like that. Okay? They would be less interested in the guy that had the one firearm than in the guy or the people that sold him that firearm. You see where I'm going, Jeff? A bigger fish. That's what DAs over here go for. And I suspect, maybe, and this is again only speculation, maybe that is what happened in the case of this, is that these guys were let off because they might have been able to lead the equivalent of a district attorney over there, okay, to someone who was selling weapons. Again, it's only speculation on my part, but if you discount that, then you can only come to the conclusion that these guys have been able to terrorize this neighborhood for 2 years just because they are Muslims. And if they had not been Muslims, they would have been in the clink a long time ago. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I like your way of thinking. There could be a possibility there was surveillance operation taking part, but what Tommy, you know, when Tommy come across this elderly couple being abused by these yobs, he stopped, he got out, and he confronted them. And as you say, he stood his ground and he took some smacks of them, got back in his car, and he said, what the hell, I'm, no way. And he decided that he'd confront them, and that's when they attacked him again, and the lady intervened, and she got a smack. This is when it all happened. At that same time, that a lady, one of the local ladies there, decided to come to Tommy's aid, which Tommy doesn't normally need anyway, you know, that's Tommy's Tommy. But, of course, Tommy got back his car, and they smashed his car, the back, I think it broke his window, didn't they? Back window, Davey's light, caused quite a bit of criminal damage. But, let's say, it could be that there was a surveillance there. But I can't believe surveillance would let this go on and not have these little bastards arrested. Even if they're trying to find more guns where the gun came from. Because we know that's what they do when you're undercover. You hunt down the main people that supply the guns, don't you, Dave? That's what you do. So, I don't know, Dave. I mean, basically, I'm in the same thinking as you. But, yeah, back to you, Dave.
Yeah, it's an interesting conundrum. If you don't want to think about just the obvious, which is possible that it was a combination of two things. Who knows? But in this particular case, and guys, this is why it is important for you to always be ready to video stuff out there, okay? Wherever you listen, on whatever side of the pond you're listening, whatever country you're in, okay, always be ready to video stuff. Because I honestly think that if it had not been for Tommy Robinson's kids videoing what happened, okay, that this might not have materialized into charges being leveled against these scuzzos, okay? This is a great lesson for everybody out there, all right? Always be ready to do some videoing, because otherwise it's just he said, she said, okay? But in this case, it just got too big. They couldn't ignore it because it was Tommy Robinson. They couldn't ignore it. Because it was other people, too. It was an old couple, and it was another lady who was elderly, okay? And this may be, Jeff, the one time when all of this hysteria surrounding the Wuhan virus actually came into some use. Because I think if it hadn't have been for that on top of it, we might not have seen much done about this at all. It would have been just yet another Tommy Robinson incident. In fact, I'll bet you, Jeff, I'm just thinking about this now from the perspective of the Weasel Press. I can almost guarantee, because you remember in that initial video that his kids took, all right? You can remember one of those guys, I think it was DJ, it might have been DJ or Tariq, who the heck knows. The one, I think, in the blue hoodie, you know, who's going, oh, you're being racist, you're racist, racist. I guarantee that the lefty press...
No, he didn't make any racist comments whatsoever. Nothing.
No. No. But what I'm saying here, Jeff, is, okay, I guarantee the lefty press, if there hadn't been video of this, would have said, oh, well, Tommy Robinson made a racist attack against a couple of poor youths in Hitchin. I can almost guarantee that would have been what they would have done, because they can't to pounce and do something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Something else I want to comment on, because, I want to comment on Tommy's kids who was filming that. What clued up kids and how responsible his kids really are. What that young man saw his children, he should be very proud of them that they videoed that was going on with the dad. Absolutely respect to his children, Dave. That is awesome, mate. Awesome. I just want to say that because, you know, we're talking about the filming. And he's giving a film. Let's say his children was filming what was going on. It proves how responsible his kids are, how Tommy's brought his kids up so well. God bless Tommy, what he's done with his kids. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Jeff. And look, this should be a lesson for everybody, okay? That everybody must be ready. Look, it is an uphill battle fighting this political correctness that is killing people around the planet and has been for years. And we have to use every weapon at our disposal. These scuzzoids, these slime bags, these scuzz buckets need to understand that at any time they're doing their evil, there could be somebody videoing them, and they might not even see them, and they could wind up getting nailed. Okay, when ordinarily they would just say, well, they were saying racist stuff about us, and they'd get away with it. Okay, if we can throw that kind of fear of God, the Judeo-Christian God, into them, okay, then maybe a few less people are going to get hurt, Jeff. So that's my advice to people, always be ready to video.
It's got to be said that that's what we do. I mean, it gives people out there that, you know, your estate might be suffering with this scourge like this lot. A lot of estates are. A lot of rundown estates normally are. There's a couple of, two or three, four of them. You think they're gangsters and terrorising the neighbourhood. Because, Dave, it's no different in the United States than it is over. You always get that vermin.
Of course.
The feral lowlife lot, don't you, Dave?
Yeah, of course, Jeff. And I'm really glad you brought that up, too, but go ahead.
No, please, Dave, I want to pause back to you. Go on, mate. Please.
Well, no, Jeff, I'm really glad you brought that up because thinking about the show ahead of time, I did think that we might want to go ahead and just make sure that people understand this is not an isolated incident. Okay, this kind of crap goes on both in the UK and in the States and in other countries too. Okay, where, you know, you have a neighborhood and you get little punks like this and they set up their little business of terrorizing, maybe do a little bit of drug dealing on the side and whatnot. And one of the things that Tommy Robinson said was absolutely true. This is how you get a gang culture in a neighborhood. You get little punks like this walking around doing this mess, and you're bound to get kids from the neighborhood who are going to stand up and say, nah, we're not going to have this. But eventually they wind up getting up into the criminal behavior. And before you know it, you've got a dozen gangs out there going at each other and going at the rest of the neighborhood. And to the police who are assigned to the area of Hitchin, guys, Tommy Robinson's right. You have an opportunity to nip some of this in the bud now, okay, before it gets bad, because he's right. If you just let this go, yeah, as I said, in, say, give it maybe 7 years, you'll have like half a dozen gangs running around Hitchin, okay? And it'll be way worse than you can imagine. Jeff, I know growing up in South London, I know you know that's right, eh?
Oh, that's what I say. I've been around communities like that where there's a certain few of the so-called gangster lowlife who terrorise everybody around. And there's always people that in the end they'll go up against, and sometimes this will be very quietly done, out of the range of everybody. But I guarantee most of those scumbags do end up lying in the gutter somewhere. So I'm not saying that I do not like violence, don't condone violence, but those who live by the sword, that's how I'm saying, those who live by the sword die by the sword. And so many of those do end up in that situation. Bully in the back of the head, blah, blah, blah. Found in the back alley. That's how it always turns out. That's what I used to find. You're in the South London, boy. Know how things are. So just to let you know that justice does, if it's not done by the police, but it's not doing the job, you know, there's other people out there that don't like what's going on, and it will be sorted out. Street justice. And I'm not saying
people be vigilantes or anything like that. All I'm saying is if the police are not doing their jobs, this is what happens. Vigilantes do rise up and do take on the bad guys, and it's not a very good outcome for the bad boys in it, as usual. But back to you,
No, you're right, man. You're right. And that goes for your country, mine, people from all the countries. There must be proactive policing, okay? And that's what we really prefer to street justice because, you know, let's face it, street justice doesn't always get the right guy. It does in the most cases, but sometimes it doesn't. And we would prefer that our law enforcement agencies actually do their job, Jeff. And it's kind of an appeal tonight. Yeah, it's kind of an appeal tonight to them. Guys, do your job. Now, Jeff, we're going to have to close out the show pretty soon. But I just wanted to let people know what kind of, you know, okay, we understand that this Wuhan virus thing is very serious. We get it. Okay. But also, we like to have just a little bit of fun because, hey, that's how you show your bravery. That's how you show that this stuff isn't going to.
That's how you roll. So, that's what you mean. That's how we roll, isn't it?
That's how you roll. Yeah, yeah. Now, what I'm going to tell you about here is some of the. This is why you want to come to our Thursday and Sunday podcast at 8:30 p.m. in the UK and 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States. Well, you know, I did find some nice slides to put in. One of them, okay, is a picture of a lady. I'm guessing she's a newscaster standing in front of a TV monitor that says coronavirus across it. And it's got this blue and red coronavirus cell, I suppose you'd say, or bacillus on there. And she's wearing a dress. My God, man. Okay, it's like a blue dress with like red splashy things on it. And it looks almost exactly like that bacillus. I'm like, okay, can you think of a worse thing to wear, honey? Okay, that's what. All right. Now, let me just get to some of the rest of these guys because this stuff is fun, okay? And of course, we do have all the press releases about the attack where Tommy Robinson's name wasn't mentioned. We've got another one here. And this
Mr.
one I really like. This is,
that's his name, Mr. Passerby.
Yeah. Now this one I like because this is a good one for the fans of the movie The Shining. Okay, it's got a couple of empty shelves in a grocery store and a couple of little twin girls standing in the middle there. If you remember the movie The Shining, yeah, come play with us forever and ever and ever. That's always fun. Now we've got another one. This one I do like, Jeff. It looks like it's from a movie theater. The movie theater is called The Uptown. And let me see if I can read this. And it says in the movie marquee, I assure you, we're not open. And underneath it, it says, you're still here? It's over. Go home. Go. That's a closed movie theater. All right. I love that one. That one's good. Oh, now, we know, guys, that there are a lot of lefties out there that have suddenly discovered the virtues of firearm ownership, okay, in the United States. And, of course, they knew nothing about firearms before, and they think they know about them now. Like, for instance, they think they could just go into a gun shop and buy a firearm and just walk out with it the same day. Wrong. Okay, but there's a nice little meme here. It's got some guys, okay, liberals in California right now, and this is what they say. It's ridiculous. Okay, hi. One AR-14 Glock 40 with fully automatic ghost clips and 10 boxes of green tip hollow points to go. I would also like to use the gun show loophole, please. Oh my God, there's just so many things wrong with that, Jeff. Just complete ignorance, brother. Now, this other one right here is maybe my favorite. All right. This apparently is a 4-pack of toilet paper that you can buy. Okay. Actually, it's a 6-pack. And it says on here, and this one is specially formulated, okay, it's made out of hemp, specially formulated to calm your ass down. All right, so there you go, Jeff. That might be my favorite of the lot.
I'm sorry, that is funny.
Yeah. And the final one, you've got a son and his dad talking, and the dad says, no one in Antarctica has the Wuhan virus. And the son goes, Dad, don't. And then the dad goes, it's because they're isolated. And the son goes, Dad, stop, please.
Oh,
so there you go, guys.
Terrible tonight, man.
Yeah, that we are. But
we're cheering everybody. This is what we're doing. It's what we said. We cheer you up, guys. We know a lot of the doom and gloom, but you know what? We'll come through. People like me and Dave will pull all of us through, because that's what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, Jeff, you are, man. You're doing really well. Well, Jeff, I might as well go ahead and say my final words here, because we're just down to the wire. And it's been a great show. It's always good to have good news in a show. And, guys, yeah, we're going to do our best to be here for you. And that's going to be right through the first parts of April, too. So, yeah, and I'll be taking a vacation in the middle to the latter parts of April. But these first few weeks of April, yeah, we're still going to be with you. Hope everybody in the UK changed your clocks over. I know Jeff remembered, too. And I just want to say again, as Jeff has said himself, a great big thank you to all of the first responders who have been helping in this Wuhan virus thing. Yes, there is a lot of hysteria that doesn't need to be there, but you guys are working hard. And I just want to say to you guys, and also to the Patriots, the Angels, the foot soldiers out there, the English Defense League, and everyone who's out there working for freedom and liberty, even during this global pandemic. Guys, be safe, be prosperous, and no surrender ever. Jeff, back to you, man.
Oh, I love that, Dave. Yeah, it's everything that Dave said. We salute you all, and we're so proud of you, our doctors and nurses, and Godspeed with what you're doing. You're the best of the best. All of you, right across. I know how hard everybody's working. So for myself and Dave, from the English Defence League radio show, the organisation, we're bidding you good night, and we'll see you again. With that, I've got some guys here, and everybody's got bloody face masks, and they're not going to rob me. Oh, no, it's the Jam. Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, take it away, Jam. Stop pushing.
People might say that I should strive for more. I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your fight brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, that's not mine. If I need you like that, the spot of Tommy's wine, then the public gets what the public wants.
go. As I say, I didn't realise we had another person in the chat, and that's Purple Pill. And I'm just going to make a few comments that he said when he got here, because I do feel rude that I didn't see him in the last part. And he says, this is a Secret Agent 19, Purple Pill. This is your new 9/11. This is what he's saying. What about the Secret Agent 19 assault on the entire planet? And then he goes on to say, turning in a global lockdown. Okay, must not be in a lockdown. Everyone else is. So I just want to make some comments, because I would have commented if I'd seen this earlier. He goes on to say, the 1970 Bolshevik Russia in full affected mode as we speak. Understand that, mate. I understand where you're coming from there. I mean, he goes on to say the masses still have not discerned the significance of secret agents COVID-19's impact on what must have considered a normal everyday life society. And he also went on to say there is no more soccer matches. Yeah, I know, man. I know. It's small businesses have been wiped out. Yep, we know that. Myself and Dave was talking about that. And he goes up and says, okay, thanks, Jeffro. Au revoir. Et puis, that's just good. So, once again, thank you for being here. All's great. And of course, our dear friend Bigfoot as well. So, Dave, yeah, it's a little bit difficult. He's made some good comments, and I would have liked to have commented before we done, you know, the last part of our live part of the show. But anyway, Purple, you know that if you listen back, you'll know that I did comment on what you said, and thank you for being here. It's appreciated. So anyway, guys, I say we'll be back again this Thursday. I mean, we'll have plenty to talk about. Just want to get away from all these things. Just does your head in, doesn't it? But anyway, one thing I will say, keep safe out there, guys. Or just be careful with what you do, and just God bless you all. Look after each other. So, for myself and Dave, once again, I've got to thank you, Dave, for the great slides. And the script tonight, it was pretty cool, man. Pretty cool stuff. This is the English Defence League radio show, signing off for tonight. We'll be back again this Thursday. Good night. God bless. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Now, extras that help you navigate the new media world.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Southern Sense is conservative talk with Annie, the radio chick you bellows as host, and C.S. Bennett, co-host. Informative, fun, irreverent, and politically incorrect. You never know where they'll go, but you'll love the journey. Annie is a top conservative host on Top Talk Radio and features some of the finest guests packed with important politicians and newsmakers. Listen every Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific, on the SHR Media Network. Remember, Southern Sense is common sense.
It's Your Business Diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truths on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York. The Lid himself, Jeff Dunnett. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com and Lid Radio. We fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dunnitz. Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Good evening. Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, the Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show is featured on the SHR Media Network every Tuesday and Thursday night for 2 hours at 11 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Pacific. Whilst manufacturers are running out of metal for the diapers of the leftists, BZ continues to radically change the world of leftists one diaper at a time. Stop balancing your checkbooks. Stop cleaning your fish tanks. The Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show is your magnet for truth, justice, obesity, a darkened studio, and late-night freedom. No United States of America freedoms were abridged in the making of this ad.
This is Shannon Wright.
And this is Michael Wright.
Reminding you to listen
to The Right Way with Shannon and Mike.
Every Monday through Thursday.
7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on SHRmedia.com.
Join me, Jack Alexander, for the Jack Alexander Experiment podcast, as I take a unique outsider's look at the issues affecting the USA. I fearlessly take on the issues that everyone else is too scared to touch. The Jack Alexander Experiment podcast is available wherever good podcasts can be found, like Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcast. The Jack Alexander Experiment, because it's not a matter of left versus right, it's a matter of right versus wrong.
After 6 years covering terror and corruption, the Unpleasant Blind Guy is making a change. I'm Dave Milner. Join me on Spreaker and YouTube through SHR Media and on the Western Free Radio Network as I team up with Jeff Mitchell, host of the English Defense League radio show on blogtalkradio.com. Check show pages for airtimes. It's the Unpleasant Blind Guy.
On EDL Radio.
There's
no surrender, ever.
Because truth is not always pleasant.
Featuring the effervescent contrarian Sackheads Clint, plus the unrestrained bulbosity of BZ, the Sackheads Against Tyranny is a real chat show. Doubling your late-night conservative talk show pleasure with double the hosts, you can listen every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Please note, some contents may have settled during shipping. Member FDIC, batteries not included, warranty voided Montenegro.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
The dream deferred is real. You've been waiting for the Exceptional Conservative Network, and now it's here. Go to the ExceptionalConservativeShow.com. Tune in and get the best in urban conservative talk. Stop dreaming. It's real.